Shrink the Box is back for a brand new season. This is the podcast where we put our favorite fictional TV characters into therapy. Join me, Ben Bailey-Smith, and our brand new psychotherapist, Namon Metaxas.
Hi, Ben. Yes, this season we're going to be putting the likes of Tommy from Peaky Blinders, Cersei from Game of Thrones on the couch to learn why their behavior creates so much drama.
So make sure you press the follow button to get new episodes as soon as they land on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts. Shrink the Box is a Sony Music Entertainment original podcast.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Oh, Poodle, we need to record 90 Day Fiancé.
I don't know. What if we recapped another show? Would that be okay?
Oh my, how original. Poodle, you can do whatever you want.
Right, it's my show.
Our show.
Our show. Want to hear my idea?
You have to keep your clothes on.
Then I have another idea.
When you don't know which to pick,
a nice vagine or a friendly dick. Bye.
Bye.
Curious do-do-do-do-do. When you want another show.
Not 90 Day, one we don't know. Bye.
Bye.
Curious
do-do-do-do-do. They say variety's the spice of life.
Why stop at just one husband or one wife?
Poodle, that's polygamy.
I'm sex positive.
So email, Facebook, send a text.
Tell us the show that we should do next. By Curious, on with the show.
So, Poodle, you said, you know, I think this season of MILF Manor is not as disgusting as the first season. However, what was your reaction when you saw the ooey gooey maple syrup being rubbed all over these young men and women's bodies?
Revulsion. And I'm usually really into things going on people's bodies. But there was something about the maple syrup that I had to turn away. And then how they milked it down their bodies to go into the, like, cut up cheese ball jar. That's what it was. It was like an industrial jar that you buy at Costco that holds cheese balls. And it was so
when she
off-putting.
Poured the maple syrup in her tits and then he helped her and they went over and he just like is stroking it off of her boobies.
It was something like that, but it was to me it was the viscosity of the maple syrup and they kept licking it off. I gotta say though, this season is still not as gross as last season. However, there was one moment where I was watching, because mostly I'm like, I'm into dads and sons. That's all gay porn. But there is one element of a son with his real father, the father who he came from his loins.
Yeah.
And the son is, the father is having to watch the son do a striptease for women who are not anywhere related to his age range, who could that, be their mothers.
That the dad also might take a Viagra yes. and fuck later.
Yes. And let's just not beat around the bush here. That MILF Manor malaise that you're feeling is nature saying, this, you should feel bad for this because this is put in place for human beings so we don't fuck our relatives because of genetic issues. So that feeling you're having watching this is normal. It's gross.
And that makes sense because I'm from Oklahoma and I got cousins that are married. And that's why I'm leaning into MILF Manor season 2, everybody. This is your Bicurious.
Just to be clear, you decreed this.
I did.
Sissies did not vote for this. I was going to put it on the slate. Admittedly, it probably would have won. But... through democratic process, which is fair. You are subjecting them to this without a vote, and it feels tyrannical, to be honest.
Well, and as a compromise, you said, if I'm demanding that people do that and people to get to vote on it, you said, then this should go on the free feed.
I did.
For
it, I demanded that. I demanded that this, everyone should share in
if
this
you have to
disgusting display.
If you've got to get sick to your stomach, then everyone does.
So is everyone. So is everyone.
This is a bicurious for all. Normally a
bicurious for all.
This is, if you're new to us, normally bicurious is something that our RG Plus members, mainly our Supercast and our Patreon, because Apple, we don't know who you are. You're just watching us.
And that's fine.
And that's fine. We had a sissy at a live show said, I'm an Apple person. I don't want to know anything. I love it.
And
I'm like, great.
And she said, you don't know who I am. And I went, oh, wait, we don't. And we're fine with that.
And she said, I'm fine with that too. So you do what you need to do. But the Supercast and the Patreon, they get to every month. We pick three shows that we normally don't cover or outside of our 90 day.
Yeah.
And so normally you get to vote, but not this one because y'all know this is my favorite show. I love it.
Fucking sick. It's just that's. I just want to reiterate the feeling that you have when you watch it is Mother Nature infusing you with the idea that you should be feeling sick. That's how incest should make you feel. It is a protection.
It is a protection.
And this show is violating that.
It is.
I'm going to say, though, I am not as repulsed. When the father and son, they're like, I don't want to share a room with my dad. I was like, oh, yeah, you are.
Yeah, you've watched.
I was a little into it.
It's interesting because I'm not into daddy son gay porn like you are.
They're not actual daddies and sons. They're just
actually
role-playing.
I'm not judging you for it because a lot of people are into it. So I'm not judging anyone into it. I'm just saying it's not my kink.
Yeah.
However, I wonder how you're going to feel next week when we see that they're doing yoga with the woman in the middle and the dad on one end and the son on the other.
Yeah. The problem is that pesky woman. If the woman wasn't there, it'd be very, very different.
Can we just get Lynette out of this shot, everybody?
Lynette, just be there when the dad and the son are, they're just doing yoga on each other.
Barbie, can you naked. Just go dance and bounce your tits somewhere in the corner?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, everybody. So we're mainly going to be talking about episode 2 that aired, because I kind of already did a Big Brother corner on one. And on that episode, even when I talked about the maple syrup, you said, I don't think that's that bad.
No, it was bad. I watched 30 minutes of it and I watched the meat. I got to say, the most interesting thing about it this season is I don't feel like any of the women are conflicted about dating younger men. And in the first season, it seemed... Now, why the first season was extremely disturbing was
and wonderful.
All of their sons they were actually there with their sons.
Well, and also, as you said, they got on the wrong bus at the airport and they thought they were going to a completely different show.
Was it Charmaine? Yeah, it was Charmaine who got on the wrong bus. She thought she was going to Puerto Vallarta.
She did.
Yeah.
And she was very religious and not at all. Not at all happy.
I will say that season of television will probably go down in history as just one of the most appalling things. That this season is probably going to be interesting for different reasons, but I like it that we're leaning into the fact that these women are enjoying their reputation as MILFs.
Mm.
If you don't know what a MILF is, it is masturbatory induced lethargy family.
Yes. Or a mom I'd like to fuck.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I think everyone knows what a MILF is now from popular culture.
There's a DILF show too. And it's a gay one. And people have asked us to cover
the love
it,
of DILFs.
It's
on
like,
some British like, or
Bapo E O I U or ka 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 on that network, whatever they name these.
I don't know what the fuck. Fuck it. Stormy Daniels hosted it,
which I think is a fantastic
a name that's in the news
host.
Currently,
we had a fantastic host that I would watch it if, and we would probably cover it if we were allowed access. We did have a sissy did say that she thinks that they should ask me to host the show, and I'm here for it. I'm here. Yeah. Mary Payne jumped in and said I would join too, but I think she would raise her stop sign. But I would be a great host for this.
I could see that. I don't know if the show would work with a host.
Well, it's because the reason why the show won't work is because then it feels complicit if they have someone there that's
exactly.
watching.
Exactly. It feels like instead of like shadowy producers, the host becomes the kind of person running the show, and it would feel really gross. So, Barbie, you're going to ride both Anthony and Tony, or yeah. Anthony and Joey. Names be more Italian?
No.
And of course, Anthony runs a pizza place.
I'm going to reach out and say, though, if y'all need a host, I'm your gay. It would have to be a gay host because only gay people are as well versed in. It's like I went to dinner the other night with my friend, a straight woman, and last week, and she was talking about like things with her boyfriend and sexual stuff and all. And she's like, and we went to this pleasure. I was like, no, you can't go to the straight one. You need to go to a gay sex store where you're going to walk in the door and say, yeah, do you have something that's like a lawnmower, but it just has like 10 dicks attached to it that will run me over and just fuck me and put me in a bag. And they'll go without a beat. That gay man or woman
aisle four.
Will say, yep. Aisle four right over there. No judgment. No judgment.
Yeah. I think most sex shops are pretty judgment free.
She talked about she felt a little like she maybe it was her own uncomfortableness, but
yeah.
I'm just telling. If you're new to a sex shop, go to a gay one first. They'll
judge. And they're gonna do it with a smile.
I mean, even when you worked at the gay bookstore and people asked for porn, you would just say in the back.
I'm like in the back, right there next to the twins fucking each other. Then right down there next to the trans porn. Right there.
Yeah.
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 Poppers on your right.
Poppers on your right.
Yeah. New used magazines covered in cum. Those are right below you.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. On sale.
Dildos, buy one, get one free.
These are hot dads. As Barbie says, they are giving her coochie tinkles. That's the phrase she wants to coin.
And if you don't know, the twist was of this season, just like last year's twist was the Wilfs have sons and we're going to kind of round robin them. Mm-hmm. This twist is the MILFs are enjoying young men, but at the very end of the first episode, we bring in their very fetching fathers.
Whoa.
And holy shit, the British guy?
Oh.
Ashley.
Whoa. He's fucking gorgeous.
Fucking James Bond looking motherfucker.
But even Anthony, he had a great body. Yeah.
They're all hot. I will say, I think all the dads are hot.
Even Crutches had a nice body.
Yeah, Crutches.
As Crystal
poor Crutches. Poor Crutches had to be in a chair during their
And it kind of sucks because I think he would have been one of the dirtiest dads.
Yeah. Crutches has the best line, by the way. What do you do? I sell private planes.
And Kelly
I'm
Mack.
Out. I'm out.
Kelly Mack without a beat goes, small ticket items. Got it. And you just see his son like going, who's like 21 and works for GameStop. Like, what are you going to do? what are you going to do?
Cell phone kiosk.
Now, what this does bring, what I love about MILF Manor, it kind of, like you said, it tingles our, as a psychologist, that reptilian brain in our back. And that it tingles that because the first episode was about like mothers and sons, but this is about, it's very Freudian, this whole competition with your father for women. And it's kind of gross.
I think it's hot.
It's kind of gross.
I'm gonna
though,
say it now. It's hot.
But I think it's kind of gross that you already see like some dads are like, yeah, I'm gonna have to beat my son in this.
Yeah, it's kind of like that expression of to be your own man, you must kill your father.
Yes, I mean, yes. Like when you think about, did your father ever? He never let you win at board games.
Absolutely not. When we would compete or like play soccer or basketball, we'd have like family games. I remember my father we would play checkers, and my father was a very good checkers player and chess, but he had to be taught to play chess, mm-hmm. and because it was something, but with checkers, he was really good at games like that. He never let my brother or I win. And once my brother beat him, and he lorded it over my father for years because it was so important, they'd actually done it. And no, I was never let to win. And I think that was correct.
So if he was here, he'd be like, friend, I'm going to beat my son and fuck this woman.
Yes, my father would say, I'm going to win. It's really weird to think about my father doing this. But,
see, now that feeling came back again.
Friend, can I talk to you about some land? Friend, now that we're getting along,
I like that Barbie. She rubbed my neck for my vertigo.
Does anybody know where I can get a massage?
Okay. So we're not going to do a play by play of the show. We're just going to kind of like talk about initial thoughts. But
was there anything before we talk about episode two? Was there anything you wanted to talk about? Do we need to introduce the women? Just so we can.
I mean,
know who
let's
they
be
are.
Honest. There's hot sons and hot dads. Is it important now? I don't know.
I don't. Maybe. I find the sons and fathers less important to know. But the women, I think, are important to know, especially for what's going to happen this episode.
History, actually. We have Jamie. She's 51 and a dance instructor from Bucks County, Pennsylvania.
I keep forgetting her name.
Well, because her nickname is Sparkle.
And sorry, that's why.
She even wears a baseball hat that says Sparkle. Just in case you forget.
I kind of forget she's there, although the preview for next week shows that she has a secret.
I'm excited.
What do you think it is?
I
think I know what it is.
One of the guys there is her son.
No, no, that's not it.
That's what I want it to be, in that she went with her son in cahoots and they're like,
no,
dating,
that's not it. That's not it. That's even more fucked up.
I would love that. Or no, I think maybe she dated one of these guys.
I think it's that she's bisexual.
Boring. Again, that's fine.
There's no way she would be okay with
because think about it. That she's already watched MILF Manor season one. She knows what to expect. So her and her son both came ready to play. I don't know who her son would be.
But also, that would mean she would have a relationship with one of the men.
Yes, that's what I'm hoping.
I don't see how that gets us anywhere.
Oh, it just makes it creepy. MILF Manor. It doesn't get. You didn't watch the whole season.
I had to stop because it was revolting.
It's not about the plot like normal reality shows. It's like a dating show meets Fear Factor. Like, how can we fuck with these people more? And I'm here for it.
I couldn't get past when they'd had to like decide which panties were their mother's in the first season. Mm-hmm.
And remember when the mother told the son that she had fucked his best friend and he was devastated? Okay.
I feel like the younger guys, the sons last time were a lot more vulnerable as well.
Well, he went on to get an OnlyFans, had a huge, nice dick.
Who? Which one?
Her son.
Oh.
Yeah, So
you paid for another OnlyFans? Better not. Would have been on the business card.
Not on the business card. I gotta use that one. Barbie is 45. She's originally from Mexico City, and she pulls a poodle. She's the one that used to be, as she says, her words. Some people say dancer, but she says stripper. So
yeah.
So she used to be a stripper. She's the one that talks about coochie tingles, y'all. She's super sex positive.
Yeah,
and she is super super flirty, and also she is that woman who is going to trigger other women we're going to talk about that later. Then there's Kelly Mack is the Pilates instructors from Pasadena with the, her family fled from Saigon. So she's been married twice.
From the fall of Saigon to Pasadena.
Pasadena.
and then look where she is now.
Where she is now. Crystal is 48. She is a grandma and a makeup artist. She's also, I'm going to guarantee you, Crystal is a woman who likes to be, quote, respected. I think we're going to find that out about Crystal. I really liked her in the first episode. And then I realized, oh, you know, in this episode, she's
just
a shady
motherfucker. Reality. Yeah, I had high hopes for her in this episode. She just... It's like she didn't know she was going to be competing with other women.
Or
it's like,
I think it's you spot it, you got it. She keeps saying Barbie wants to be with every guy. No, she does.
Yeah.
She wants to be the center of attention.
Yeah. But
yeah, we'll talk about it in the episode. She has three sons. She lost one of her child. He passed away at 23. So that was kind of her
and
first episode.
She lost him, like, wasn't it like recently, right?
It was like, I think it was like 2 years ago, someone shot her.
Oh,
son.
So maybe it wasn't as recently, but still.
Christina, I like Christina, y'all, because she a dick pig. And already
I think she's one of my favorites.
She's from North Carolina, and she said, she basically said this episode, yeah, the daddies are cute, but I want that young dick.
Yeah, she basically said, I'm here for the young ones.
Yes.
Chicken Hulk.
Lynette, 50. Lynette's really pretty. She reminds me of someone that would like host a Tupperware party in your neighborhood. She's from North Carolina as well. She has a son and a daughter, but she's a dick pig too because she's the one that got divorced. And after her divorce, she said, I went through my hoe phase.
She does feel like your neighborhood MLM person as well.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
She's just right there. Uh-huh. Trying to get you to say, have you tried Plexus?
It's Plexus. Now, we can talk about the guys. All you kind of need to know, Chris is an MMA fighter.
Which last episode, they said, how did you feel? What he said, he was talking about something. He's like, have you fallen in love? He's like, I want a woman who makes me, I fall in love with MMA, with fighting. And then she says, what would it be like with a woman? He's like, I want a woman who makes me feel like I felt about fighting.
I mean, think about it this way, Poodle.
Not what a woman wants to hear.
No, but think about like, what if a man told you, Poodle, if someone told me, Maddie, I love you the way you love Wonder Woman, or Poodle, I love you the way you love vodka.
But that's not what he said.
That's not what he said.
He said he wants a woman that makes him feel like he felt when he discovered fighting.
I mean, I wouldn't want a man that makes me feel, baby. Do you want a man that makes you feel the way when you have vodka?
Yes, but I wouldn't have said it like that to someone's face.
No, it was pretty bad.
It was just kind of like.
Me thinks he's been hitting the head a little much, but that's fine.
He's got crazy eyes.
I guess we could talk about the dads now because there's Chris does. And then Michael.
Chris and Michael, his father, who is
I like
so
his dad.
Cute.
His dad's really cute and really charming.
Jacob, the British kid.
And Ashley.
Ashley, y'all, Ashley's the fox.
I bet. Do you think Jacob and Ashley work out together?
Yes. And then probably wipe each other's sweat off each other's bodies.
Okay.
All right. Compare workout regimes and talk about when they last jerked off.
Joey and Anthony, let's talk about, let's move on.
This season is going to be me grossing you out. Joey and Anthony.
Anthony is Joey's father. He really is like so like Jersey.
It's Jersey Italian.
Yeah, it's Jersey Italian. Miles and Stacy, and of course,
okay,
last
this is
week
dark.
Well, of course it showed, like, because Michael's really cute, but I'm really like, I saw Stacy and I was like, that guy is hot. And then I got to
Miles.
Know about, no, I saw Miles and Miles, the hottest guy to me.
Oh, yeah.
And then I saw Stacy and Stacy was the hottest dad to me. And then I learned about their background. I went, well, now I know why I was attracted to Stacy.
Because your picker's really broken.
Because he's a cheater, y'all.
And it seems like he dipped out of his son's life.
Basically, he pulled a Clay's dad from Love is Blind, it feels like.
Yeah, it was, like, he said infidelity, and the son called him out on it, and the father couldn't really, didn't want to discuss things, so the father just dipped out on him.
And this is where I went.
So we brought these two together.
And Miles is so, it breaks my heart for him. He is so uncomfortable.
This was hard to watch, and this, to me, felt ethically wrong.
This is actually where it bothered me. I went, MILF Manor, you've crossed the line, because now, because the one thing about MILF Manor, you always feel like you're in another dimension.
Yeah.
You're in a world that's not real, and this just made it real.
And now we just got Cats in the Cradle and the Silver Spoon, and it made it very real. We're going to have to deal with feelings.
And Miles has changed. You didn't watch all of episode one. No, you did. Miles was way different. He was way more gregarious and confident.
I agree.
And his father showed up, and it's completely changed him.
Makes me sad, actually.
My codependent ass would latch onto him to try to take care of him.
Maybe we can notice that.
Oh, he's so cute.
And maybe work on changing that behavior.
Or have a good time for the plot.
Yeah. Yeah. Unfortunately, having a good time means planning your future with them.
Yeah.
Sadly.
Yeah. For the plot is the way you get syphilis and your wallet stolen.
Yep. And putting a down payment on a car for them.
Yeah.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Oh, Lord, let's just get this over with. Maybe Sunrise Surprise? Oh, that one's pretty. No, it's got lilies. God, Jaybird, lilies are for funerals, you know that.
Poodle, what are you doing? By the height of your hair, I can tell you're stressed.
Stress doesn't even begin to cover it, Maddie. We're about to go on tour again, so I've got to get the perfect flower arrangement picked out for Mother Poodle for her upcoming birthday. I don't know if you're aware, but she's a little choosy when it comes to flowers. I was once berated for sending a bouquet that was too pink and not enough purple. And don't even get her started on baby's breath. Cough.
Whoa. Well, maybe instead of flowers this year, you could get her an original song from Songfinch.
Songfinch! Yes! Our Canadian fans loved the song we had written for them. And a Songfinch original song won't arrive with a bunch of half-dead flowers and weeds. Cool.
Sissies, are you trying to find the perfect gift for someone special in your life but feeling overwhelmed? Finding a truly unique gift that they'll actually love can be challenging and frustrating. That's why we're so excited we discovered Songfinch. It's such an amazing, thoughtful gift, and it's easy and fun to make.
That's right. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
They also have unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind piece of art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
And y'all, we were absolutely blown away by our Songfinch song. They had all of our inside jokes in it, and our sissies loved it. It really summed up everything we wanted to say to our fans for helping us get to where we are today.
Whether your song is for Father's Day, an upcoming graduation, wedding, or an anniversary,
or even a Mother Poodle birthday gift,
or just a gift to show your loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in one of Songfinch's top artists. Don't waste another dollar on more stuff. Get a radio-quality original song that's totally unique to your relationship. It only takes 4 to 7 days, but the song will last forever.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anytime, anywhere.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcast.
We do find out that the fathers are not just a one more dad couple. Sam and Darren. That's yes, Crutches.
Crutches.
And that's, I work in aviation. I sell private planes.
And he's the one that says, we've gone out and wingmanned each other, but no matter what, I'll win.
I'm sorry. If someone said I sell private planes, everyone else would be out of the competition. Yeah. My crotch would be in his face the rest of the time.
Suction to it. Couldn't even, the seal would be so tight they couldn't even pry you open. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Just like an octopus.
Like that big worm in Star Wars that comes up with the teeth. You would just go.
So we find out the dads are staying.
Dads are here to stay. So get ready. Settle in. And Crystal is already, she's like, oh, Darren's so hot. Oh, Michael's so hot. And then she talks to Stacy. Oh, we're from the same hood. We're from St. Louis.
The same place. Yeah.
She
calls them crutches in St. Louis.
She does call them crutches in St. Louis.
Go ahead. Barbie is also flirting pretty heavily, which is Barbie's thing. Yeah. And I think Barbie is going about it where she's talking to the other guys and finding things she has commonality with it, like a flirt does. Crystal seems like she's trying to get the men to like her and kind of, as she said before, claim ownership.
Mm-hmm.
She's calling dibs so none of the other women challenge her. And it's just, has she not seen reality shows before where this happens? Because that doesn't happen.
I think she just wants to get
along.
She just wants to create drama because.
Is that it?
I think she just wants the drama and she wants screen time.
Gotcha. Okay. That would make sense.
Because is Crystal in real life really judgmental of someone who's a stripper? I don't think so. I think it's kind of an act on her part.
Yeah, I didn't get that either. I think she was just I think she was threatened by Barbie because yeah. Barbie was the most flirtatious woman besides her there.
And kind of all the guys really they went on that date in episode one and the guy said yeah. Who's your most attractive, and the guy said Barbie right in front of
right.
Crystal.
Right.
So she's punishing Barbie for that.
And so Barbie, I think, in the same way, has been shamed for being a stripper by other women. And so I think she just assumes that's what Crystal's doing. And I don't know if she is. But I don't know.
She is rolling her eyes at her but she's doing it because it's Barbie. It's not that Barbie's a stripper. It's that Barbie does keep talking about being a stripper. Like in this episode when she said, I don't know if you guys know that I'm a stripper.
I don't know if you guys knew.
It's like Poodle talking about Enneagram 4. We all know.
Mm-hmm.
We all know.
I think, though, Barbie gets it. She's aware. It's the act.
I agree.
And so...
I like Barbie.
Me too. I think she was planning on trying to have a fun edit.
Mm-hmm.
And this, instead of handling this in a way that was, don't bring out your big guns first. Mm-hmm. This is the second episode, Crystal. Don't bring out your big guns first.
Yeah, don't bring them out.
Yeah. I think you're right. I think she's trying too hard, and you gotta earn this kind of behavior in a reality show. You need at least a week or two with these women to figure out dynamic. And you're coming in attacking kind of the head woman, and it doesn't look good. You better kill her if you're going to attack her. And you haven't done that because she's going to make herself a victim, and all the other women are going to rally around her because that's probably what's going to happen.
Because Poodle's been on both sides of the coin and
I have.
It to his
I've
advantage.
Been Crystal and I've been Barbie. You better, y'all, if you're going to try to take
that
me out.
That sounds like a drag queen, Crystal Barbie.
Crystal Barbie, if you're going to try to take me out, you better kill me.
It's the only way.
Because, honest, you better cut off my head.
And it better be cut off his head or stake in the heart or she'll come back.
I know. Back. I will come back she and will. I will make it 1,000 times worse for you.
It's not good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not good. Better kill me if you come for me. Shoot well.
But now, there was a line, though, where... Joey is like really laying it with Barbie because they're talking and he just looks at Barbie and says, you know, I'm the type of guy I like to wake up in the morning and say, let's go to Miami.
No, it was Anthony.
Oh, Anthony. That's what Joey. I'm sorry. Anthony. Yeah. Anthony said that.
He's got some moves.
Y'all, he knows how to get you. What would you do
about,
with a man who said,
Italy? No, that line would get me. Yeah. I would say, oh, I have friends there.
So the dads are going to be sharing the room with the son. That's all we need to know. We don't need to comment on it. Okay. All right.
Wonder if it's the same bed.
No.
At least bunk beds.
You were excited when you saw the bunk beds. I know you were.
I was. I was.
How much porn have you watched where two guys are fucking in like the bottom bunk and the top guy awakens and joins them?
Countless. Moving
called
on.
Bareback barracks.
Sleepaway campiness. So later on, y'all, there is the Rilfi room, which is the room I'd like to fuck in. So that is the boom boom room. The dad's like, oh, can't wait to use that. Even the sons are like, gross.
Do you think, because there is this possibility, and again, this is kind of what I hope for, because again, that reptilian part of my brain has been severed, so it doesn't
tingle. Yeah, something's wrong with you.
Come at me, sissies. Do I hope, because if they're having that room, they're encouraging, they want people to fuck.
Yeah.
Will a dad and then a son fuck, or vice versa, fuck the same woman? I'm here for it. I'm here for these women.
You know, you're not making it fun talking about a father and son sharing the same woman because then it becomes
notes.
Oedipal.
See if the dick is the same.
Yeah, Oedipus, by the way, Oedipus checked into this thing and went, y'all still doing this fuckery? This don't make it any better.
Did we not all learn?
Oh, fuck. I'm going to go blind myself. Anyone who ever taught Greek tragedy is like, oh, my God, that's fun.
That's fun.
Y'all, the first challenge is, what else would it be? The dad and son strip off. And the winner gets to go on a group date. So, in other words, it's all the dads taking out the women or all the sons taking out the women. And I'm glad it's not a mixture of the two. I'm glad they...
Oh, there's going to be more dad and son challenges, and it's going to get weird.
Yeah, I figured.
It's going to get weird. So the women sit down, and the sons go first. First of all, they're all doing choreography like bad show choir. Watching them rehearse was hilarious.
Did you see Chris, like... go down and push the woman's legs apart and literally lick inside the imaginary woman's legs?
Yeah. Yeah. I did.
I was like, okay, how did you know how to do that?
Instincts. I was here for it.
So the dads, the kid, the boys, they're doing their best. I think they're trying to make a production of it all. And but the dads are rehearsing, and you know, Crutches, they give him the Matthew McConaughey role because can't move too good, which makes sense.
It was smart. And Michael, the dad, Chris's dad, the one that's so cute, says he's like said, which I agree. The best sex I have ever had was like with a 55-year-old man when I was like 27 years old, and it was slow.
Slow. He says, young men go hard, old men go in long.
It was long.
You're like,
all of it. Yeah.
Hold on. There's something in my throat.
It was long, figuratively, and it was for hours.
That's too much. Oh. That's too long.
It was like some tantric shit. Again, if I still had that guy, if I could have saved all the numbers from my BlackBerry Pearl, I still would see that man today, even though he's probably 70.
Here's the thing, though. Those fucks only last a season. They aren't meant to be regulars.
They're not.
And those men, those men do not have regulars.
I remember.
Those men need to go, because it was only one time, right?
No, there was another guy. He was a little bit younger. This is probably when I was like 32. And he was probably like 55 at the time.
Yeah.
And like we broke for lunch, actually, and then went back. I'm not kidding. He didn't let me eat a lot, too, because, you know.
Yeah.
But I just had like a hard-boiled egg and a little bit of salad.
A hard-boiled egg. Jesus.
Well, the protein. I needed the protein.
Let's move on. And hopefully some Gatorade.
It got weird when he wanted to put electric stuff on my dick. I wasn't into that. I didn't want to do that. You've probably done that, but I don't want electrodes on my junk.
This is where I'm going to set a boundary.
Okay. My dad just went off in my Alexa going, son, shut the fuck up.
I'm glad your father had the same reaction I did.
I didn't do it. I was too nervous. I was like, I don't
have a problem. I just don't want.
Probably just scared me.
Okay, moving on. So we are later on. The Barbie's like, as some of you know, I have a background in the industry. And Crystal, the thing is, y'all, you can roll your eyes surreptitiously. In a thing like this, in a reality show, the rules are you need to kind of make nice until you have real friends, and until the social circle starts lining up. And I think that's what Crystal broke that rule.
Well, it's not smart gameplay because
it's not.
Now, because I think Crystal thinks maybe other women are going to say, "Oh, you're right, Barbie's so annoying." I think. Maybe we're wrong, but the edit has not shown us that the other women think that.
Well, the problem is Barbie is already, you can see, ingratiating herself to the other women. So yeah. Barbie's playing class.
Barbie's very
likable.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she's playing, and even though she is fucking extra as hell, the thing is, even if someone's extra and they show a genuine interest in you, you're going to say you won't think she's all bad.
Sparkle doesn't care, though, because Sparkle's like, hoes before bros, no thanks.
All the women kind of get that they're tacitly against the other, but don't want to make a big deal. It's like on The Bachelor, when there's one woman who pulls every guy, can I steal you for a second, too much, the other women don't like them.
They don't like them.
So...
Let's get to the strip dance. The dads are wearing, I don't love this. They're wearing plumber's outfits.
Rods, pipe, and drain. I think it's hot.
Doesn't do anything for me because obviously my father.
I want to see a picture of your father when he was young in his outfit. I bet he was hot.
I don't care.
Ooh, now I want to see it.
I know you won't. You'll see it. You won't like it because I look just like him.
Barf.
So that's, So that makes me feel good.
I don't think you look like your father.
When he was slim and young, I did. Yeah.
Well, someone's saying they're slim and young. How nice for you.
Well, no, when my dad was slim and young.
Oh.
And so they're now, but then the sons come out in moving outfits with the words big loads on their back.
Y'all, this is a basic cable show.
Anyway, the sons tear off their undershirts.
Lynette says, I have one word for what this is. Trauma.
She's not wrong, because at one point, I don't know who says this, but one of the men, younger men, says, I've never done a striptease with my dad looking at me. And that's when I go, and just hearing him voice that, and that's when I got a little sick. And I've said before, and I said this, the feeling that says to us, this is fundamentally wrong. So we were given this by evolution so we don't fuck our relatives. And this show is violating that. And so it makes us feel bad, which is why I don't generally enjoy watching.
The Chris and Michael both talk about, we're going to have to go to therapy from this. The guys take their shirt. They get very involved in the women. They're touching. They're like, you know, the women are touching them. The dad, or Rod's pipe and drain, they are very, take a very different tactic.
It's all character driven.
Yes. Yes. What did you think of Jacob's line when he said, I watched for a couple of seconds and then I couldn't look anymore.
Got too hard. That's how I felt about season one of MILF Manor. So
do you think they're just going to go to sleep at night and they're going to see an image of their dad, like,
yeah,
bumping on a woman?
I can honestly tell you, I would have been if I had to watch my father grind on a woman, I would have been out of there like the Roadrunner. Just called up about four friends in Canada and just have to bang the fear out of me.
Yeah. That's what they are, y'all.
Ruling. So did maybe it was beeped out. Did Darren say your hole is our goal? It was beeped out.
I think he did, because I think he meant like a plumbing, and I enjoyed it. Again, I would love you study poetry. You do love a poet.
I prefer the phrase, any hole is a goal.
I would have said maybe your drain is our gain.
What is a drain?
Their drain, their pussy.
I don't think any woman wants to be heard of their pussy as a drain.
Okay, well. Or we can't wait to unclog your pee trap.
Again, pee trap, not a good word.
But that's an actual plumbing device. I just wanted to be.
Pee trap is not something a woman wants to hear. I can tell you that. And I'm really gay.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
So the decision is that the dads win the competition. We're going out. What is
I'm going to rotor. I'm going to. We can't wait to rotor rooter your female gooter. There we go. Your cooter. My dad was so happy when he got that rotor rooter machine. Oh, it's a big deal.
I thought rotor rooter was a trademarked thing.
But that's what he called it. It was an actual like drain thing, but he called it rotor rooter.
I see. They're going out. What is holding up Crystal's dress?
Prayers.
Hope and sticky tape?
I guess. They're just like, they look like two clams who have suctioned to her breast to make a pearl.
I've seen like when women wear that, but there's a cutout in the middle of the dress that looks like even there's even less stabilization for it.
I don't know how it's up. I assume
it's sticky notes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And y'all, Barbie's outfit, it's all very Stevie Nicks cowboy fringe.
Mm-hmm.
It's not great. I don't think either of Crystal or Barbie's outfits are very good.
But you can tell, look, Crystal wants to be a pick me, see me girl, and she's trying to put that energy on Barbie.
Yep.
And that's not the case.
Yep.
And because Crystal, even Barbie is talking to Darren, and Crystal just comes right up to him and interrupts him. And Darren says, like, are you having a good night? And Crystal says, I'm trying to. And already I'm like, your attitude sucks.
Well, here's the thing. Crystal sees Darren with, and she's already flirting with Stacy, or she calls him St. Louis. Mm-hmm. So she's already talking to a guy, leaves a guy to, as she's like, defend, I called him. To kind of defend, it's like when I was playing, you know, when you are, I call men in a club, and you would tell me you can't call two men, and I would scream, yes I can, because I'm me.
That is what would happen normally.
Yes.
And you usually did it, and then just grabbed a pile of nachos off a stranger's table and ate them.
Yeah.
Just because you could.
Yeah. Because I can. Like Karen Everett. Because I can. And I want to. So she's like, are you having a good night? Yeah, that's when you say. And that's when this whole Darren says, seeing Crystal act like this kind of makes me a little uncomfortable. And I do normally go for the girls who create drama everywhere they go. So I'm trying to not do that this time.
This guy is torn between his dick and his safety because he's like, this bitch is crazy, but God, we would fuck so good.
Torn between two lovers acting like a fool.
I'm going to say this. It might be his right leg that's damaged, but it's technically his third leg. Because if this guy could walk normally, he would have fucked around and dicked Crystal down.
I agree. So Brandy goes over to Crystal after this encounter and says, Can I talk to you?
Barbie.
I'm sorry, thank you. Barbie goes over to Crystal and says, Can I talk to you for a second? And Crystal goes, my feet hurt. And so I guess she means talk to me here. And so Barbie just goes, yeah, it's fine. And Crystal's like, fine, we'll go outside and talk. And again, I think Barbie, I'm getting weird tension that I was stripping in my past. And you also said it was off limits and we're still all meeting people. And
well, because Chris, we didn't say Crystal is gone. She was when Barbie was talking to the girls in the bedroom about being a dancer. Crystal starts talking about, even Sparkles brings it up. She talks about every single guy. That's my boo. St. Louis is my boo.
Right.
This is guy's my man. She's literally trying to piss on every man to claim them. To basically, that is her indicating to these women, I am more important than you. Back off.
Yeah. Yeah. And anyway, so she, thank you for clarifying that. And then she says, Crystal says to Barbie, I'm friends with women who are much worse than you. And I was like, I don't even know what that means, but it sounds awful.
It means you're judgmental as fuck.
Yeah. I just think she,
Y'all, this is episode 2. Have you never seen a reality show, Crystal?
Well,
you can do this in episode 5.
Well, no. But MILF Manor only has like usually 8 episodes. Look, they've got to get drama in quick because they don't know when the authorities are going to come in and break this up because it's violating
law. Canada.
It's why they did it in Canada because they know they're going to let a lot more freaky shit fly than here in the U.S. right now.
So they go back in the club. And Barbie sits in the middle of Darren and Stacy, and so Crystal does come back in and say, "You good?" And Crystal's like, "You know," and then Crystal answers for Barbie and says she doesn't have any other reality but not to be good again. Barbie goes, "I don't know what that means."
And because Barbie told her, she's like, "You're gaslighting me because you're making me feel like my feelings are," I don't know if she's, I mean, maybe a little bit, but Crystal was like, "I got called out," and she says she thought she was going to get all the attention from every man. I went, "No, you did, Crystal. You thought you were going to get it."
What it could have been fine, I think, here is Crystal could have said, "Look, it's not that you have a problem. I have a problem with you being a stripper," because she kept denying that. She wouldn't say, "But I do have a problem with you." ... Because that's what Barbie was trying to get her to say. Mm-hmm. Because Barbie knew if she could get her to say that, she would become the villain. But she does one step worse than that and makes herself just even more drama. And
I'm sorry, I thought you were done. I was just going to say Barbie's also what Crystal probably subconsciously is picking up on is that Barbie's actually Barbie's telling everyone she's a dancer, a stripper repeatedly because it's not about that. She has a sensitivity and some type of self-confidence issues and you can tell.
Yeah.
And Crystal is picking up on that and it all comes out when Barbie throws that drink, then Barbie looks crazier than Crystal. And
that's true.
What she wanted all along.
And she kind of threw it, but she was being moved away. So it kind of just spilled. Mm-hmm. It was a very, I would rate that drink throw maybe a 2.5. It's unfortunate. Oh,
unfortunate.
Yeah. I think if given a better chance, Barbie could have really thrown a drink better. We just saw a really good drink throw with Chantel and Coraima.
Coraima on season 1 of Family Chantel, which you're getting if you pay for the $5 tier on RG Plus, you get past episodes of the Family Chantel, which we are covering now, as well as any old episodes of 90 Day Fiancé. It's wonderfully good. What a good segue as we end this show, Poodle. Good job.
Darren also says at the very end, "Bring on the fighting. I'm like a moth to the flame, but the moth dies."
He knows. He knows how this ends for him, and he's still going to do it.
Woo! I don't know if I'll be watching. You'll do your MILF Manor minutes. I may watch The Fathers and the Sons.
I'm going to go on Amy Archer's show. She wants me to talk about it. I think Mary Payne might. And I just was going to make an
announcement. You go live in your trash palaces. I don't give a fuck.
I was going to make an announcement to say that we will be covering the whole season. I wanted to surprise everyone.
Absolutely not. You can find somebody else.
Okay, no, but I'm going to tell you.
We don't have the time.
If there's ever an episode where something gross happens between a father and son, I'm not covering it with you.
Fair. I'll just watch it. I don't need to talk about it. I'm sorry. We have too much to do right now. We're on fucking tour.
Oh, God, if I have to hear you say that anymore, oh, help me. Y'all, that's your Bicurious for this month of January.
March. This was for March because we just finished. Yeah. It's close to being April still.
That's true. Happy May Day for those who celebrated. Know what it means.
Someone sent me the thing from, I think one of our sissies sent me the thing from Midsummer that was at the end with Florence Pugh being, "You're our Queen of May."
I hope somebody.
You've never seen the movie, so never mind. No. It's a fantastic kind of horror movie. It's wonderful.
I won't see that. But I hope y'all danced around a flagpole, a maypole with some ribbons.
Why not?
It's not as much a horror movie as a very suspense movie and weird, but I think you would hate it.
I don't care. Y'all, that's it. I don't care because I'm here for MILF Manor. I'm so glad this show is back. Thank you for your sissies who are sick like me for encouraging this. And for those that didn't enjoy this, too bad. Next month, you will get to vote, though, on your Vicarious.
Yay, way it should be.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much. And if you wanted to hear more of these Bicurious, it's all these different episodes we've done, just subscribe. Go to patreon.com/realitygaze or realitygaze to our supercast or Apple links. And
it's
subscribe.
How I convinced you to do Seeking Sister Wife is doing a couple episodes of Bicurious.
It is.
Yeah.
So maybe MILF Manor season 3. If we got nothing to do.
How many twists are they going to do? Oh. I'm trying to figure out what's the next one. What twist could go beyond? Do you bring in the grandmothers?
Yes. Yes. Ooh, grandpa. Grandpa, fuck me like you did last day.
Grandpa, tell me about the cook, big old cocks.
I shouldn't do that to the Judds, but I did. All right, everybody.
Mothers and daughters, speaking of the Judds. Maybe that's next.
Thank y'all for listening. We'll see you next month. Until then, we're going to MILF you later.
No, it's bye-bye.
I made a special one for MILF Manor. We're going to MILF you.
MILF you later is terrible. That's better. I said seek you later, and you didn't like it. No. So you need to shut the fuck up.
I don't feel like it.
Then you can't say MILF you later.
You know what? We're going to.
You just copied what I did.
I did. To piss you off, and it worked.
Go fuck yourself.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Close off now?
No.